Hi, this is Emma from Local Splash. May I know your name?
This is Brian. I'm actually returning your call from this morning.
Wow. Yes, sir. Let me just pull up your account. Just one second. Your phone number is at 541-981-9978.
Correct.
Okay. Daily construction, right?
Correct.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so I have your account pulled up here. I believe yesterday we talked about possibly upgrading your account to get more calls and leads coming in.
Correct.
Okay, all right. And I've discussed to you about Google Ads and the local service ads or Google Verified. So one is a pay-per-click campaign. The other one is a Google, or it's a pay-per-lead campaign. If you'd want to see faster results, I would say we can go with the pay-per-click campaign or the Google Ads. But if you'd want to only pay for qualified leads, or not really qualified, but I would say good leads, then that's going to be through Google Verified. But the Google Verified, you will have to undergo a secondary verification, and that could take between 2 to 3 weeks.
Right.
So which one do you think will work best for you? Are you planning to have the...
I want to use whatever one's going to work the best for any kind of money spent. And so that being said, I also don't like the idea of any time somebody clicks on it that I'm paying for it. How much do I pay every time somebody clicks on it?
Well, that would actually depend. For now, I won't be able to really tell you exactly as to how much will it be. But I can go ahead and search what's the current pay-per-click in your area. So give me just 1 second. You're from, what do you call this? Lebanon, Oregon, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So currently, I just used AI to get this information, but the typical range for a click, it could range between $5.89 to $10.60.
Okay, and that's anybody that goes on Google and is trying to reach me, even if it isn't about a job, I have to pay for it.
Yes, sir. Every time they will click on the ad, then yes, that's the budget will be used for that specific click, even if it will not going to turn out to be a converted lead, or even if it won't turn out to be an actual lead.
So how is that a good thing?
Well, the business will show up on top of the search results, so that would mean getting more people to see the business. Although, again, we don't have a hold if that someone who's searching for that specific job will really gonna turn out to be a good paying lead. But it's visibility. That's what paid ads are after, to get better visibility. Because, again, it will show up right on top of the search results.
Right, but again, I get so many calls that it's not work-related. And if you look at my website and stuff, and it says it's a business call, and when I check it, it's not. So I just don't understand. I could burn through thousands of dollars and still not get no work.
If that is your concern, then I would say it would be better for you to go with a pay-per-lead campaign, because with that one, you can always dispute if it's someone looking for a job instead of someone looking for your services, or you can dispute it if it's a an obvious telemarketing call.
Okay. Now, and that one takes longer to get going?
Yes, sir, because there's an additional verification required for that one.
Okay. So can I run one while the other one's getting going?
Of course.
Okay, so what's that look like cost-wise?
In order to start the pay-per-lead campaign, there has to be an activation fee, and that costs $250. But other than that, there will be no charges, not until we will turn on the activation budget, which will be explained later on. But for that one, you will have to also consider how much you're willing to spend for the budget, for the campaign. So let's say $500. So that will be put in an escrow account. At the end of the statement cycle, or at the end of the month, not statement cycle, but the word, at the end of the month, let's say for this month, what month is it? April, you'll get about 10 leads, and each lead will cost you, let's say, $30. So that's $300, and that will be deducted from the activation budget of, let's say, $500. So at the end of the month or first week of the following month, you'll be charged $300. So that's how it works for the pay-per-lead campaign. But again, the initial activation budget of $250, that will be charged like right off the bat. So we can start the additional verification and work on the rest of the requirements. For the pay-per-click campaign, you can start with a minimum of $300, although I don't really recommend just going $300 because that would be at par with your competitor. If you'd want to really take advantage of it and beat your competition, I would say start with $500 if your budget allows, or even $700. So again, while your competitors are running out of clicks, yours is still going.
Okay.
So are we doing $250 to activate the Google Verified, and then how much are you willing to spend for the Google Ads?
I'm still not, I don't know, you keep changing, I still have no idea. Okay, so the Google Ads, okay, I'm so confused right now. You're talking about a lot of stuff I don't understand. Let's pay the $250 to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And then just do a budget of minimal right now, and if When it runs out, just to get started, whatever. I say $300 is fine for now. That means $550.
Okay.
But I want to run the other one you were talking about until that's up and going.
Okay. All right. So for Google Ads, which is a pay-per-click, you're okay with $300, which is, again, the minimum. And then you're also willing to pay the $250 to get the Google Verified campaign, or the pay-per-lead campaign going. So that's a total of $550.
Okay.
All right, and go ahead.
Well, I don't know. You keep the names, the terminology, I'm getting confused in between the two. I don't know.
Sorry, but let's stick with Google Ads. That's the pay-per-click campaign. The other one is Google Verified, and that's the pay-per-lead campaign. So for the Google Ads, minimum $300. That's pay-per-click. And then Google Verified, to get it activated, to get it going, there's a $250 activation fee.
Okay.
And then the good thing is that for a general contractor, which will be, we call it vertical, you'll be, since you're doing home remodeling, general contractor, remodeling services, the good thing is that in your area, a license is not required. And then you need to have an insurance requirement of $500K or $500,000 in general liability. So is your business insured?
Yes.
It is. Okay. All right. It's a good thing. So and then the estimated activation budget later on, once you really would want to activate the campaign, it ranges between $650 and $975. But again, you'll only have to pay that once everything is set up, once you are ready to activate the actual campaign. So are you okay with that?
I'm not, because again, I'm going to play it by ear, and if I'm not getting
Which one can I? I'm so confused. That actually looking at this and me actually understanding it, no. I mean, it really doesn't make sense. It's just throwing money at something I don't understand, and it's not a good idea. I think that I want to do the verification stuff, but if the budget runs out, I want to be able to pick and say when I recharge it, number one, or if I want to recharge it, because it's going to depend on how many people waste my time and money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for a Google ad, sir, I will not going to make this as a recurring charge. It will be a one-time charge for now. So if in case you would like to still have the Google ads going by next month, on or before May 11, you need to call us and say, I want to continue with the pay-per-click campaign or the Google ads campaign. For the Google Verified or the Google pay-per-lead campaign, with that one, we will be more proactive. Expect that we will contact you from time to time to follow up on your application form, to follow up on the document that may be required in order to get it running. And also, before this campaign will be completely activated, aside from the $250 activation fee, application fee, the $250 is called application fee. But the other one that I mentioned, the $650 to $975, that's the activation budget. Before the actual pay-per-lead campaign will start, we will be calling you, our team will call you to charge the activation budget, which again could be between $650 and $975. But that will not going to happen in the next 2 or 3 weeks, not until you are set for the Google Google Verified campaign. So from here on, you will not going to get charged anything, not unless you will call us or not unless we will call you.
Okay.
So just to be very clear, there will be a total of $550 charge today that's going to be drafted from your account. And then on or before May 11, if you can take note, or I can schedule a call back if you'd like. May 11, what day is that? May 11, that's Monday. So maybe May 8, that's Friday, I will call you and then we can decide if you would like to continue the pay-per-click campaign, that's going to be another $300 by May 11, or if you would like to discontinue that, okay?
Okay.
And then for the other one, for the pay-per-lead campaign, again, we will reach out to you from time to time to follow up on your requirements if there's a need to.
And the pay-per-lead, I could go, if I don't get qualified people clicking it, I could call in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, are we good with a $550 charge for today? So we can get
everything. Let's do it. I mean, I don't want to think about it too much because I really don't like the way it sounds, but sure. Let's try it. We're not getting calls. We're not getting enough calls right now. I don't think that's gonna change by doing this. I think it's just gonna make more attention for people that are out there scamming and trying to make money because they're also struggling. I honestly don't think this is a good idea.
It's a good, let's give it a try. Let's see how it will go within the next 3 or 4 weeks. For Google Ads, usually results starts coming in 2 to 3 weeks after setting it up. But for Google Verified, that's still setting it up. So again, faster results, that's really with Google Ads. Now let's try to straighten out your target areas, your service areas for the campaign. We have Albany, Corvallis, Lebanon, Linn County, and Sweet Home. How far is this from your area? Is it within 30 miles?
I'd say that covers about a 45-mile radius.
45-mile radius. And are we doing all of your keywords? Are we targeting home remodeling, remodeling services, home renovations, garage additions? building, contractor, home improvement, construction company, home builder? Are we doing all of that?
You should say siding, decks, remodels, kitchens, baths, renovations.
Kitchens, baths, renovations. Okay.
ADUs.
ADUs. What does that mean, if I may ask, ADUs?
Additional dwelling unit, meaning it's a hardship that they allow you to put another building on property.
Okay. All right, what else?
That's a good start with the ones you already have.
Okay. All right. So I'll have the team start working on setting it up. And then, although it's not required, but I'd just like to know as early as now, is the business license?
Yes.
It is. Okay. But again,
It is required in our area, but yes.
It is. Okay. All right. Well, I did use AI, but it's a good thing that it's licensed. So for now, I'll have the team get this going and set this up. Just keep your lines open. If we need to contact you, we'll either contact you via phone call or we'll send you a text message or an email. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other concerns that I may be able to assist?
Nope. Let's start that. I need to get off the phone.
Yes, well, thank you so much for your time. You stay safe. You have a good one. Bye-bye.